Welcome to A Handful of Hope, where we bring you heart-to-heart conversations with heart-centered people. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of A Handful of Hope. I'm so happy and grateful to have with us Blair today, who has a 19-year background in corporate America, where she worked with billion-dollar companies such as Hilton, Marriott, Starwood, and others. She was called in to create a massive profit in a business so that the company could flip the business or make an investment. She specialized in working with business investments that had gone bad so that quick profit could be achieved. Some of her projects included businesses that had been costing the company money for 5 years straight, and she'd brought them into a massive profit level in just 6 months. This became her signature method of seven figures in 6 months that she used over and over. Blair created a legacy in the corporate world where she was sought out for her expertise. The corporate life, while exciting and well-paying, was exhausting to the single mom of two kids. Blair brought her skills to the online world where she now helps online businesses create a massive flow of profit in a short amount of time. This allowed her the freedom to enjoy her life, travel more, and give time to her family. Blair owns and publishes a digital magazine for entrepreneurs, Seven Figure Online CEO. You can locate the magazine through Facebook, Seven Figure Online CEO, and they always welcome new online entrepreneurs into their circle. Blair currently owns Hayes Publishing, which publishes books including the collaboration project She Is Magic series. Blair is soon to be launching a collaboration TV series, Be Empowerment TV. Blair currently is a massive profit growth strategist coach, two-time best-selling author, and international speaker. She's founded a Facebook group, Seven Figures in 6 Months, for those who are ready to scale their businesses to six and seven figures. She also offers free resources, including her Your Way to 100K workshop, a 30-day to 10K course, her signature program, Seven Figure Society, an annual conference and private coaching to her clients. Blair, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. I'm so honored. Thanks for allowing it.
Yeah, this is such an incredible time to have you on here because given the current climate of things, lots of people are looking for online businesses, maybe for the first time or in a way that maybe they've dabbled in it before, but they're finally starting to take it seriously. What have you noticed in your industry in terms of people looking to the online business space?
I think people are definitely taking it more serious. I think before it was kind of like, oh, there's, you know, these online entrepreneurs, they weren't really sure what they did online. Or maybe they had dabbled into it as a side hustle, but never really given it much thought more than that. And I think now like that their security has been shaken in a 9-to-5 brick and mortar business, they're starting to see like, okay, maybe another revenue stream or finding an exit strategy to come online is something that I need to be looking at a little bit more seriously. So I think it's just taking a more serious approach to it. And people are realizing like they need to have a backup or they need to have another stream of income. And that working remotely is possible and it is a way to make money. So I think it's just a more serious and legit approach.
Do you feel that given the climate of things that an online business component is going to be essential for businesses to be able to weather through this and come out on the other side?
Absolutely, 100%. Matter of fact, I just did a training on this the other day about how businesses right now are going to have to pivot. They're going to have to create an online presence in order to come out successfully on the other side. It's just going to be necessary. And I think it's going to be even more necessary that they do this to safeguard their business for the future as well.
Yeah. It's, you know, I've heard people a lot of times saying, I can't wait to go back till it's normal. But there is going to be no normal anymore, right? This is really changing the fundamental foundation of society and especially how we do business. And it's going to be a thing that now we have not just entrepreneurs running on to the thing and like the digital nomads or whatever the term was, but brick and mortar businesses trying to pivot online. But the people who are coming online for their first time or looking to come online for their first time, where do they begin? How do they even, because I imagine a lot of them are in this overwhelmed place, right? Where they're struggling with the reality of having to close down, trying to figure out how do they pivot? And then for them, the online technical world seems very intimidating. Where's the first steps for those folks?
I would definitely say the first step is to just assess your business, assess what features you can put online, and then assess what platforms would be best for your type of business. And if that's something that you're not comfortable doing, go out and find you a business consultant that can help you with online presence. maybe even a social media manager. But I definitely would look at just what, just as each business needs to assess, what can be taken online, what features can I pivot to an online store? And this goes even for, you know, stores that have products or services, et cetera. There's really not a, I guess a business that I would exempt from that. I think all businesses probably have some features that can go online. It's just a matter of assessing it, figuring out what that would look like, and then getting the systems in place to have it done, and then marketing it effectively.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I think one of the misunderstandings people might have with the online space is you're just exchanging information in business, but we can actually take physical commodities, right, and exchange them, where whether it's a storefront like Etsy, I've had clients who have made six-figure businesses out of it. Six multiple six-figure businesses just out of Etsy, and taking a passion craft project and putting on, which is another thing too, is it's online business advice, not just taking your physical brick and mortar business, but also it's a wonderful way to explore some sort of passion or some sort of hobby that maybe you've just done and never thought to monetize, but it invites the opportunity to do that.
I think just, you know, digging within yourself and finding, like, especially in this time right now where we're kind of on a pause. I feel like the whole world's on a pause, like waiting for the new normal to come out of this, because I don't think things will ever go back to the same way they were. But, you know, during this pause time, like, really decide, what is it that I want to put into place? You know, what foundation can I start building over the next 30, 60, 90 days, so that as this does begin to lift, as the new normal does start to come into play, I can start building so that I do have another revenue stream. I have another place to be building money, and I have an exit strategy to my 9-to-5 if I choose to do so.
For the more seasoned entrepreneur or digital business owner who's been online for a little bit and it's kind of been something they've dabbled in, but now they're seeing this as, wow, you know, I really need to go all in with this. Yeah. Where would you advise them to look at? What is there something that they're not seeing or they're missing right now that they could really use to scale up their business?
I definitely would just say, look into any kind of seven-figure, six-figure scaling. Like, look at your marketing, your social media strategies. All of that is very pivotal right now, because if you're trying to pivot your business during this time of transition, and you're going to have to, right, because nothing's the same as it was 30 days ago, you're going to have to kind of maybe refresh your marketing. You're going to have to take a look at that. There might be the way that you can just word things. And for the seasoned entrepreneurs, we tend to have a lot of things that we've put out there, maybe programs or packages. And really, I would just say, look at it and see where you can refresh it and remarket it with different wording or different ways to meet the needs as of right now, instead of completely creating something new. But I definitely think, you know, lean into how you can pivot and how you can scale during this time, so that you don't feel the recession. I also strongly suggest anyone that's been online, if you've been thinking about rebranding or redoing your niche, like, right now is the best time to do it, because in the business world, when you decide to rebrand, it sets you back. You know, depending on how long you've been online and the following you have, it can probably set you back anywhere from 90 days to a couple of years. So that effect can be huge on business. So if you're doing it right now, when it's kind of a pause period, right now is like the most perfect time if you were going to try to rebrand your business to do it. If you want to, you know, go into a new niche or go into a new market, I would just highly suggest doing it now, so that in the next 90 days, I think right now is a good time to build a foundation, so that in the next 90 days, you're ready to take the market share of whatever you want when it comes out of this.
For the person who pushes back and they say, okay, I see the value of going online, but the problem is there's so many people already online. It's saturated. I go on Facebook, I scroll through, I see 10 ads in 2 minutes. How am I supposed to differentiate myself in all those? I don't have online experience. I haven't been on there before. I only have a 1,000 likes on my Facebook page. Like, how do I stand out?
I definitely would suggest that each business, whether they're online or brick and mortar, that they do a comp set analysis for the online market. And I know with brick and mortars, we used to do that every year, to be quite honest. It's something I haven't seen as much online, but it's something I teach my clients. You should be doing a comp set analysis so that you know your competitors, you know what they're bringing to the table. Just assessing your business from just as deep of that level so that you know what you're bringing, what makes you set apart, what makes you unique, what makes you stand out, because maybe it's a key part that your competitors haven't brought to the table yet. So doing a really deep, you know, comp set analysis and knowing your competitors, knowing your business, knowing the pros and cons of everything really does help if you put it down on paper or even on an Excel spreadsheet. To kind of just assess like, okay, this is what would set me apart. Here's the features that I have that actually my competitors don't have. Mm. And these are the elements I'd want to focus on if I was going to market myself, because it's going to set me apart.
How important is it to, or maybe what are your thoughts on selling right now? I've been on the phone with a lot of business owners this last month. And one of the questions I keep hearing over and over again is, you know, should I be making offers right now? Should I be trying to sell stuff? You know, maybe I shouldn't, maybe it's wrong. And I've been telling people, if you have something of value for folks, like right now people need value. Mm-hmm. And if you start to condition yourself not to earning income, then that's going to be a whole nother thing you have to deal with later on down the road. What has your been experience of that and your thoughts of what you're advising your clients about that right now?
Right now, I'm just advising my clients, first of all, to really focus on their mindset. It's very hard during everything that's going on to stay grounded, to stay centered. And mindset's key. Even your money mindset's very key during this time. But if we don't make offers, if we don't put ways out there to help others, one, we're not doing justice to them. And then two, we're not helping the economy. So the economy is just going to crash that much more if we're not helping the economy. So whether that's you putting stuff out there and selling it or even buying from small businesses, right now is the best time ever, you know, to go and to give people money and to support other business owners. And then as well, put your stuff out there to help as well, because it's really on us to keep the economy going right now with the brick and mortar shut down as much as they are. Like, the online business is going to become, I think, key in whether our economy survives and how much it survives on the other side.
Got to talk about a pivot from, you know, 20 years ago where online business was kind of like this, to even 10 years ago where it was what, to now it's like, you're absolutely right. It's going to be critical for economic recovery with this, right? And with more and more people online, more and more people utilizing online services than ever before, it's going to be such an essential piece. So it's almost like what I'm hearing you say is the person who has it in their heart to move their business online and they've been afraid, they've been fearful, they've been uncertain, or they're already online. It's really their responsibility as a business owner and as a citizen of the world that you need to really embrace this online piece of it right now, because you're going to be a critical piece in the economic future of all of us.
Yeah. I kind of relate it to, you know, back in the day when there wasn't debit cards or credit cards, you know, and people just either cash or check. If those businesses had resisted and not put in credit cards and debit card machines, how much money would they have lost by now, right? Because I personally don't carry any cash on me. Yeah. So they wouldn't even get my business. Like, I completely use my debit card all the time. So it's just kind of like, I think it's just the way of the future, to be quite honest. So it's just like how we had to embrace, you know, those different features back then. It's just embracing the online world now. And the fact that I do think it's going to become a major player on whether, I do think our economy is going to survive, to be honest. But I think it's going to be key on how bad the recession is and how quickly we come out of it. Definitely, I do think we'll see a recession. But I think that our economy was so strong before we hit this, that we need to carry as much as we can online so that it lifts as quickly as possible on the other side.
What is the one thing online business owners need to know right now that they don't know?
That the online market is, I think, like, I just see so much right now of fear and so much uncertainty that I just think online business owners need to realize that there is certainty in business. There's certainty in numbers. And even though we've never seen this particular data of having online businesses and going through this type of world crisis, I definitely think that we're setting a precedence with it. So we need to make sure that we're relying on our certainty of knowing business and knowing how business operates. And business does always rebound. So, you know, instead of getting into the fear, into the uncertainty and shutting down, which I see a lot of even online businesses going quiet right now, you need to be speaking up, because this online business is going to be the way of the future. It's going to be, I even think online currency will be, that's just my own opinion though. I think it will come down to that. So, you know, if you're not embracing it, the sooner you do, you're going to be ahead of the curve, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Like, what you need to be thinking now is how, what you're putting into effect now will affect you in the next, I would say probably 90-day window. So, you know, what you're doing right now, you're going to see the effects of it in 3 months. So if you're quiet right now, in 3 months when this begins to lift, your finances are going to be crazy. But if you're putting in the work right now, and you might not be seeing all the results you want to see, you're going to see them in 3 months. So, you know, do the work, be consistent.
For someone developing an online business or scaling their online business, I heard you mention it before, mindset. And I love the frame you're saying is like, this is your 90-day foundation right now, right? Really, like, build it out. And if you're quiet, you're going to end up seeing more. I mean, you literally have crickets chirping. But if you're making some moves, you're making some noise now, in 90 days, you're going to start to see that payoff. What is the most important or essential skill set for somebody who's in the online marketplace, entering into the online marketplace, that they need to develop, that needs to be rock solid now? That, because I think there's people might get intimidated and say, wow, business, there's so many things. I don't have a business degree, or, you know, whatever that is. And you don't necessarily need that in the online space, but there are skills that we have to develop, right? And in your opinion, what is it, mindset's the most important? What is the most important skill set we need to develop and cultivate, so it is rock solid foundations, and in the 90 days when everything starts to move, we're really ready to go?
I definitely would say mindset's hand down, because if your mindset's not right, you can put in all the work, you can put in all the correct strategies, and it just wouldn't come out. So, you know, if you're not building your mindset and making sure that your mindset's on point, then your strategies are going to kind of be worthless, to be honest. I say it's like a two-way street. You have to have good strategies, you have to have good mindset. Mm-hmm. Because if you have one and you don't have the other, it just never pans out, to be honest. So, you know, take this time and work on your mindset, work on, you know, right now we're having to set with our thoughts. We're having to be forced to go inside and deal with triggers that maybe we've not even dealt with before, because we stay busy. And so I think, you know, right now is a great time, like, journal, assess, like, what's coming up for you, what's triggering for you, and where does that come from? And how can you rewrite that story for yourself so that you do come out on the other side and you are more profitable on the other side because you've dealt with this during the time that's perfect to deal with it.
As someone who's been successful in several different industries and has been in business for a long time, what has been the most surprising thing for you in the last, you know, the recording date is April 10th right now. So let's just say the last 30 days where things have been really ramping up here in the US. What has been the most surprising thing that you've learned about business or about yourself during this time that was kind of a big aha light bulb moment for you?
I guess never say never. When I came out of the corporate industry, I really kind of sealed it as I would never go back into that industry. It was very exhausting and I don't know how to put it. it really wore on me. And so I just wrote it off that I would never cross that bridge again. And with all that's happening in the travel and tourism industry, I can't even begin to tell you what my colleagues are telling me from, you know, multi-billion dollar corporation levels, like, of how many billions of dollars is already lost in the travel industry. And so if anyone feels this recession so deeply, it will be travel. And so I've had to reassess even my own business and make some decisions of moving forward. We'll be adding a new branch that will focus on the travel industry and recovering from this, since that was my career, because I just feel that we're here to serve a need. And so sometimes our selfishness, our ego gets in the way and we're like, oh, I don't want to go back to that. Or, you know, and we have to push it aside and say, you know, for the better of the economy and for the betterment of others, I have to bring my expertise to the table. I have to be willing to serve in an area that maybe I didn't want to before. And so I think for me, that's been a big aha for me, of having to say, okay, like, we're going to have to reassess. And I know behind the scenes, my team and I've had to put into place some new strategies and some new branches to our business that will be coming out in the next 90 days.
I love that. Three rapid fire questions just to close out really quick. People are at home, sheltering in place, lockdown, quarantine, whatever the terminology is. You could recommend one podcast they listen to. What podcast?
Oh, wow. The Unstoppable Entrepreneur with Kelly Roach.
Okay. One book they would read.
I would probably say The Universe Has Your Back with Gabby Bernstein.
Okay. And movie or documentary you'd recommend people watch?
Self-Made. I'm like addicted to that. Self-Made on Netflix is wonderful, and I don't even watch TV much. So yeah.
Okay. I think it was Self-Made. I'll have to check that one out.
It's a documentary on the first self-made woman millionaire. And it's just amazing. I literally took notes. So from a business standpoint, there's so much you can learn from it.
That's awesome. I'll add that to my list right after this then. That's great. All right, everyone. This was absolutely incredible. Whether you are a seasoned online business pro, or you are getting ready to dip your toes into the online business world for the first time, Blair shared so many gems and nuggets of information here to help you get going, whether it's understanding that really mindset is the most critical skill to get yourself prepared for business, and that any single business, any single market, whether you have physical goods or you're selling intellectual ideas, there is a space for it online. And I loved how she framed it with the responsibility of us to support the economy during this time. You know, it's the graduation that we talked about, from going to be kind of the redheaded stepchild to really now is the shining star that can carry the economy on its back. And it's a space where, while it may seem intimidating at first and it may seem overly saturated, there is a space for you on there. And if you just take a step back and assess where your assets are, what your talents are, like Blair was saying, and then look at where your unique need is. And I love how you said it too, where it's almost your responsibility to do that. You know, it's going to take, for us to all weather this storm and come through on the other side, it's going to take all of us shining as brightly as possible to do it. And for business owners, especially those of you who are getting online or considering getting online, you have a really incredible opportunity to shine bright. And remember what she said, like these next 90 days, it's going to speak volumes for how life evolves and business evolves for you beyond. We're on a pause, but that doesn't mean you have to pause and shut everything down and wait to see what happens. This can be the time where you really start to make some moves, make some adjustments, and get really clear on what it is you want for 90 days and beyond to look like for you. So Blair, this is absolutely incredible. Thank you so much for sharing your gifts, your wisdom, and your expertise. This has been invaluable. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Absolutely. We'll see you everybody next time in another edition of A Handful of Hope. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening. If you're finding value in these conversations, please rate and review on Apple, Google, Stitcher, or wherever your favorite place is to listen to.